thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From Hebrews 2, verse 11, Jesus is not ashamed to call us brothers and sisters. Every family has its secrets. A cousin with a prison record, or a dad who abandoned the family, or a grandparent who ran off with a co-worker. It may surprise you to know Jesus didn't come from a perfect family either. The Bible records the details of Jesus' ancestral lineage, and it includes some flawed characters. There's Tamar, who tricked her father-in-law and seduced him. And there's Jacob, who pressured his brother and took advantage of his father-in-law in order to get rich. And how about King David? One day he was writing Psalms, and the next he was taking the wife of one of his army officers to bed. The list goes on, and Scripture records it to let you know two important truths. Number one, you are not unique. If your family tree has damaged fruit, Jesus wants you to know he's been there. In the absence of any mention of Joseph's involvement in Jesus' adult life, some scholars believe Mary may have raised him and his siblings alone. And Jesus wasn't reluctant to call his ancestors family, which means he's not ashamed of you either. And two, Jesus doesn't look at your past in order to decide your future. In his eyes, spiritual DNA trumps natural DNA. The Bible says, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone, the new is here. And this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That's 2 Corinthians 5, 17 and 18. So don't be afraid to tell others that what Jesus did for you, he will do for them when they put their trust in him. From Vision's Word for Today, your family background doesn't matter.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.